I'm in a series on peace on earth, goodwill to men. And this text here describes it all in Hebrews 11. Everybody turn to Matthew chapter 2. At Matthew chapter 2, we're going to read that in a moment. Hebrews 13, verse 20. We're in our series on peace on earth. The first thing we talked about a couple weeks ago is peace from God. He's the giver of peace. He's the source of peace. It's available from Him. He is peace. And then we talked about peace with God last week. And I'm going to mention that a little bit this morning. But to having peace with God, we're not His enemy anymore. We are His friend. We're saved. We're at peace with Him this morning. Now you got to know the peace from God before He can have peace with God. And you got to have the peace with God before He can have the rest of God. The rest, the peace, the trust. Because things go to pieces. Is that right? And you got to trust Him. Hebrews 13, verse 20, it says, "Now may the God of peace," He is peace, He's the God of peace. You'll get only peace from Him. Everything else is not. "Who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant." That's peace with God. We're saved by Jesus dying for our sins, and we trusting. We are at peace with God now, not His enemy. "Equipped," verse 21, "equipped you with everything good that you may do His will," that's the peace of God, "working in us that which is pleasing in His sight." We're doing His will. We have the peace of God. We're claiming it. "Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Great benediction. Great statement. Peace from God, peace with God, having the peace of God. What is peace, you might say? What is peace? Look at this definition. Peace is not the absence of trouble. That's happiness. That's happiness. Peace is not the absence of trouble in your life. Peace is the presence of God strengthening you through life's troubles. Isn't that good? That's peace. So another one's happiness when everything's going good. But let me tell you, things don't go good all the time. And you got to have true peace. And peace is the presence of God strengthening you through life's troubles. It's so important. This morning's message entitled, "You Can Experience Christmas Every Day." Every day. Be sure to tell your parents to bring you gifts. The children said, okay. Experience Christmas every day through the peace of God. I want you to grasp that. That is so, so important that we grasp that. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Shane, come and read it for us, please. Look at it with us here. Matthew, everybody, Matthew 2, 1 to 11.
Morning. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod, about the time of the wise men from the eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel.' Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them that the time that the star had first appeared. Then he told them, 'Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for this child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too.' After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Miracle of Christmas story with the wise men. Did you notice that the star moved? Is that right? And then shone directly where the house was. Now that's a miracle. We can explain it away, but I do love it when the sun is shining or the moon is shining at night and the stars and an opening in the cloud pops and it just whoo. It was miraculous. It was miraculous. This star they'd been following the whole time, and it led them to Jerusalem, and then it led them to Bethlehem. That's our God. That's how you can have peace with God. And the wise men, look at this text. The wise men, verse 1. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. The wise men were searching the stars somehow through Daniel or something. They learned about the Messiah, the Jews' God. And they saw it and they came to Jerusalem to worship him. He was God. He was king. He was their Lord. And they walked into Jerusalem and said, "Where is he born?" And King Herod, we have Herod and the religious leaders of the day. Did they know peace? No. Did they play like they knew peace? Yeah. They didn't have it. And they said, "Where is he to be born?" Did they know from scriptures where he was to be born? Yes, it was well known. Did they get up and go? No. It is not far from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. I don't know exactly, but it's not over 10 miles. It's not far. And they said, "Well, you search for him. You search for him." Herod says, You find where he is and I'll come and worship him." He knew no peace. He knew no peace. The scribes and the Pharisees, they knew no peace. But the wise men, when they came and found him, verse 8, they were worshiping him and they were exceedingly joy in verse 10. And they fell down and worshiped him in verse 11. And they gave him treasures and they departed to their own way. Herod killed all the kids 2 years old and down. He was furious. The wise men knew the peace of God. King Herod knew no peace. That is so important that we catch what's going on. These guys trusted God. And with their trust, they rested in him. Is that right? And did he lead them every step? Was it kind of shaky sometimes, traveling possibly 2 years there? Coming to the king of the Jews, and he could slaughter them anytime. And he was tricking them, but God prevented them from being tricked. Is that right? And they had peace, the peace of God. And it's wonderful to have that. First, I want to talk about the peace from God. Peace from God. It just says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. Don't turn there. Let's just look at it together. It says, "Now may the peace of God Himself, the God of peace, Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and body and soul be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus. He who called you is faithful, and He will surely do it." Can you trust God's peace? Yes. My peace I give to you. Is that right? It's not ours. And if it's from Him, it's good enough. He's the source. He's the giver. He is peace. And He wants us to realize it's from Him. He wants us to know that. If God is peace, then to know God is to bask in His peace. The closer we draw to Him, the more of His peace we can enjoy. Catch that? It's from Him. He is peace. He's the giver of the source of peace. He wants us to have it. And if it's from Him, it is good. It is enough. It is satisfying. I trust you realize He's the one. And if we're going to have any peace, any joy, any contentment, any purpose, it's going to come from Him. It's not going to come from within, and it's not going to come from our world. Because our world is this, is that right? All over the place. He is solid, is that right? He is faithful. He is trustworthy. He keeps His word. He's God. And if it's God's peace, it's good peace. And then we have to have the peace with God. Just real simple here. In Romans chapter 5 here it says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. We get God's peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, since therefore we have now been justified, that's peace with God. The payment has been paid, His blood, His death. By His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. We're not His enemy anymore. Verse 10, look at it. For if while we were enemies... Do you know that God is where peace is from? Secondly, we're born without the peace of God. We're enemies. We're against God. Somehow we got to get back into graces with God, and we're sinners. And that's why He died. I hope you realize that. If you never figured that out, that is so important. He came to die. He came to be our Savior. And since we're sinners and on our way to hell with death, we have, and the wages of sin is death. Somebody had to die. Either I die in hell for my own sins, or I trust Him to die for my sins, and I trust Him. Huh? And then He declares me at peace with Him. I'm not His enemy anymore. It's been paid. It's been taken care of. We've been justified. We've been reconciled. Huh? We've been forgiven. That's at peace with God. I was separated from Him with my sin. I didn't have a relationship. He overdid all of that. Now you can go right to Him. You're His friend. You're His child. You're not His enemy. And you can have peace with Him because of what Jesus and your faith, and you've trusted in Him, and you've asked Him to save your sinful soul. You believed. First, you got to know it. Peace from God. Secondly, you got to believe it. Peace with God. I trust you've done that. That's to become a Christian. And then you start growing. If you don't have the peace with God, you can never get that sweet peace of God. And that's what everybody wants today. Everybody wants to know it's all going to be all right. That things are going to work out for God. And you realize, wow. When we allow Jesus' death, catch this, and resurrection to purchase our forgiveness from God, we are counted as righteous. Our sins are forgiven because Jesus already paid the price for them. Only then can we have peace with God. I do not want to go quickly across this, because if you've not realized that it's all about Him, He's the perfect one, I'm not, and He can give me peace, He can forgive my sins, then I can grab it and believe it and claim it and ask for it and realize that Jesus saved me, a sinner. And you believe that He lived, He was born of a virgin, He lived, He died, He arose, and He's coming back. He's God, and He can be trusted. And if you can trust Him, you can trust Him. Have you done that? Has there been a time in your life where you said, Jesus, I can't make it myself. I'm full of evil. Help me. I can't be perfect. You got to be perfect to go to heaven. And I need a Savior, and you're the Savior. I need a forgiver, and you're the forgiver. And you're the one that's going to declare me righteous. I can't do it myself. I'm trusting you to take me all the way from hell to heaven. Jesus, save my sinful soul. Amen. If you've not done that, it's got to become alive in your life, and you're at peace with Him. You're not His enemy, and it comes over your soul that I'm on my way to heaven. I'm not perfect. He's perfect. I'm a sinner. He's the Savior. He took my sins, and He gave me His righteousness. Woo! That's peace with God. Very important. You got to know it's from Him. And then you got to believe it's with Him through Jesus to be justified, to be forgiven, and not be at wrath or enemies from God. Because if you don't, you either receive His forgiveness or you receive His wrath. Is that right? Wow, I never knew that. You got to be saved. That's why the Savior was born. Then we get to the peace of God. This is wonderful. The peace of God. This is self-stating here, the definition of peace here. Look at it here. I found this somewhere. It says, peace is a state of tranquility or quietness of spirit that transcends circumstances. Think about it. Well, I like things to go good. That makes me happy. That's happiness. Peace is another level. Things can be going what? Terrible. But you're trusting God. Many of you know Al Stallsworth. He had a heart attack last week, and they did a bypass surgery on him, and one of the valves, one of the stitches in his heart came loose, and he had blood going all over. He got infected. He about died. He coded 2 days ago, somewhere in there, and they brought him back, and they put him on dialysis. He's doing better, and it's amazing. It's amazing. Is God still good? Pray for Nancy. Pray for the family. They were with us for a while. Took a youth pastor down in Tennessee. When Big Al was here, he changed our church. He added something to our church nobody else had. He was plumb fun. Crazy, but plumb fun. And he worked with our children. I don't know if you remember all that. He did a lot. And pray for him. Can you have the peace of God in that situation? You don't like it. You don't understand it. You don't know what's going on. But I trust God. Is that right? And that gives me peace. I know that He's going to do best. If He dies, He goes to heaven. If He lives, I'm going to rejoice with that too. Whatever, God. Did Jesus say that? Jesus said, Lord, if it be Your will, I'd rather not go to the cross tomorrow. But not my will, what? But Thine be done. That's peace. You know, I don't like the pain. I don't like it all. But if that's what You want, and it's for Your glory, I'll take it. And I'll trust You. I'll trust You. That's the whole big issue. You rest in it. You claim it. You it's not all good. But you know that the God who is peace and gives peace is faithful, and He's declared you His friend, and you're at peace with Him because your faith in Jesus, accept Him as your Savior. And then as you walk with through life, you can trust Him even in the bad times and in the crazy times and in the uncertain times. And all of us have them, and all of us will have them continually. Is that right? You trust Him. I'm just going to read you some verses here. Some of them are on the back of your bulletin. If you want to write them down, you can. But we just trust Him. John 16, verse 33. It says, I have said these things to you that in Me you may have peace. In me, my peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I've overcome the world. You're going to have it. Well, I thought when you become a Christian, everything went good. No, you just have a good God that has a purpose, and He pulls everything out for His good and His glory and your good. And you don't understand. And you realize, God's good. I want you to know, in all my 67 years of living, God has turned bad into good all the time. And we're all sitting here witnesses of that. I remember when Lynn Grove had his surgery, and one thing was being taken care of, and they found another thing and saved his life. Remember that? You go, wow. I didn't like the first, but I sure liked what it found out and went through. God's good. Even if you don't see it down here the rest of your life, when you get to heaven, you're going to see how He did everything for your good and glory, and you realize He's God. He's the God of peace. He saved me and gave me peace with Him. And let me state this. If you can trust Him to take you from hell to heaven because of peace with God, you can trust Him every day in the trials and troubles and sicknesses and pain to see you through those too. That's the peace of God. You got to trust Him. We got to trust Him. Carson's all the way in California, New Jersey. He must just went to New Jersey. But you trusted Him in California. You trusted God to take care of him in New Jersey. Do we have to trust Him? We trust Him. We have surgeries. We trust Him. We have family problems. We trust Him. Is that right? He's God. He's trustworthy. He's faithful. He's the Almighty. He can make it happen. He saved my soul. I was His enemy, and He declared peace with God. Now I just have to rest and claim the peace of God every day, all through the day, because that's what it's all about. Let me read you some verses here. I got them listed here if you want to write them down. John 14, verse 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. You. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Is that right? Trust me. Trust me. I know what I'm doing, God says. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness," which is gentleness, "and patience." And then verse 15, "Let the peace of God rule in your heart." Is that right? Do you have to claim it? Let the peace of God. Let. Is that what it says? Is it easy? No. You got to grab it by faith. God, I don't like this. I don't understand. But I'm going to trust you. And here we go. All of us have had to do that. And he says, trust me. Let the peace of God rule, reign, control. Don't sit and worry and fret and fuss. To which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your heart to God. I'm going to trust you, God. I don't quite understand everything, but I'm even going to be thankful. Can you be thankful even when you don't see anything good? God, you're good. You're good. And you've allowed this to come in my life. So you must have a purpose and a plan, and it's for my good and your glory. I'm going to trust you. Now that's hard to do. We're human. But the bigger you grow your faith, the more you read these verses I've got listed there, the more you'll rest in Him in troubles and time. Oh, and they're coming, so you better have a big faith. Philippians chapter 4, it's a great verse. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say," what? Rejoice, come on. It says, "Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand." That's why we can rejoice. The Lord's here. God's in this. Come on. "Do not be anxious." How many of us are anxious? Okay, how many of you are worry warts? Don't put up your hand. What if this? What if this? We're all that. We all get there sometimes. Is that true? We all get there. But I try not to stay there too long and trust God. Is that right? Why pray when you can worry? And it's important that we realize, be not anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Does God want to hear from you? God, I'm scared. God, I'm troubled. God, I don't like this. God, I don't understand, but I'm going to trust you. God, I would rather not. Jesus prayed that way. I'd rather not. Let your request be known to God, verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. You can't figure it out. Is God too almighty and glorious and faithful to figure it all out? I just got to trust Him. Now I got to rest. 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 Okay, let's all go to sleep. Rest. Isn't it great to rest in trouble? You know, if you don't have any answers, you might as well trust God. And we have life struggles. We have a world that's falling apart and we're living in the middle of it. Is that right? I can't do anything about it. I can either worry or fuss and fume, or I can trust God. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to love my neighbor. I'm going to love my family. I'm going to do right. I'm going to do right in business. I'm going to do right whatever. And I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. That's when you have the peace of God. And it says, it's verse 7, it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, catch this part, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It is the one that holds it together. It's the faith that pulls it together. You trust Him, and that helps the way you think. That helps the way you process things. And it guards you. It helps you. Verse 8, look at it. Finally, brethren, Philippians 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, is there anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, Paul says, practice these things, and the God of peace shall be what? With you. Right thinking produces right action. And do you know that worry is the ultimate enemy of peace? When we worry about everything, we sabotage what God's doing. We destroy peace by our assumptions. Will He give me what I want? Or we worry, it's the enemy of peace, and we sabotage by our worry, and we don't trust Him and let go of things. And He says, trust me, trust me. Trust me. Bask in His overwhelming love. Bask in His faithfulness. Bask in His promises. And it moves us to a level of contentment that is wonderful. That's the way we're to live. Now, I'm human. I worry as much as the rest of you, okay? But I try to quit. I fight it. Why am I doing this? Why am I trying to figure it all out? God's in charge. I'm going to trust Him. That's the whole bottom line of it all. Psalm 119, verse 165. When we rest in Him, it is wonderful there. Put Isaiah 26:3 up. Y'all know this verse. This is why we can experience Christmas every day, because it's all there with us, and we have that. Psalm 119, verse 165, it says, great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. We know His law. We try to obey His law. We love His law. So we trust Him. 2 Thessalonians 3:16, it says, now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. Is that true? In all times and every way, He's with us. Now let the God of peace do this. And it is wonderful there. You know, peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is the presence of God. This great verse. You keep Him in what kind of peace? Say it. What kind of peace? What kind of peace? Now that's peace. That's His peace, not yours. The world's falling to pieces. But He's in charge and He knows what's going on, and I can trust Him. You keep Him, you and me, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because He what? Trust you. Simple. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is our everlasting what? Rock. Solid. Strong. The same. Unchanging. Trustworthy. He's our God. Luke chapter 2, the shepherds. Think with me of the shepherds. The shepherds are sitting on the field and just keeping their sheep that night, and everything's happening and it's a normal night. Everything's regular. Everything. All of a sudden, boom, an angel. Is that right? An angel says, "The Savior's born in Bethlehem. Go." And they're shocked and they realize, wow, they realize this is God talking to me. This is the God of peace, the God of peace. The peace comes from Him talking to me. And they had to believe, and they said, "Let us go and see what the Lord said to us." They believed. They had peace with God. And they went and they saw the babe and they worshiped the babe and they left rejoicing and telling everybody about it. Did they have the peace of God? Peace from God, peace with God, and the peace of God. And it says in one verse, I haven't figured this one out yet, verse 19, Luke chapter 2, it says, "But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart." And I don't even know. I use the word ponder a lot. I think she was struggling. She's a young girl. Told 9 months ago that she would have a baby and she knew no man. She was pure. And all of this happened, and all of a sudden the baby born that night. And these shepherds coming in and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." And she's sitting there going, did she learn to trust God? Did she struggle? We struggle, but struggle to victory, struggle. And yes, boy, it's hard. I don't understand this. I could gripe and complain. I could worry. No, I'm going to trust God because of what the Bible says. And I'm going to trust Him. And it is wonderful to catch that. I leave you with Romans 15:13, great verse. Put it up here. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The God of peace give you hope because you trust in Him. Period. Is that right? I trust you. And when you trust Him, you can sleep. You can rest. You can have all kinds of troubles running and not figure out and not be fair. But God is God, and He's just, and He's holy, and He knows what He's doing. And I can trust Him to take me from hell to heaven, having peace with Him. I can trust Him every day in the situations of life, be them good or bad, because He is the peace of God. And I trust Him, and I let the peace of God rule in my heart. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's think about this. How many say, "Preacher, I needed this message this Christmas season. I needed this message." Raise your hand. I needed this message. I needed it too. I've worked it in my soul. Wow. "Preacher, I know that He's the God of peace. I know that. I have believed and accepted that I am at peace with Him because of what Jesus did on Calvary, dying for my sins. And I believe it, and I've trusted Him, and I've asked Him to save my sinful soul, and He did." I know that. Hope you're there. Now, you can't claim the peace of God. Your life's going to be falling apart, and you have no strength because you don't have peace with God. "Preacher, I'm not sure I'm a Christian. I'm not sure I'm saved. I need you to pray for me." It's just you and me and God looking, nobody else. I'd like to pray for you. I will not embarrass you at all. preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. I'm not sure I'm saved on my way to heaven. And I sure don't want to go to hell, but I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven in the faith of Jesus. Pray for me, preacher. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Can I pray for you? Preacher, I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Can I pray for you? Let me pray for you. Anybody, just raise your hand. I'll pray for you. I will not embarrass you. I'll pray for you. If you're not sure, talk to somebody near you before you leave today. There's tracts all over the place called Peace, Purpose, and Joy. Grab one up and read it and believe. It's wonderful. Christians, you know that He's the God of peace. It's peace comes from Him. I received peace with Him and being saved. It's wonderful. I'm on my way to heaven. But oh, I need that daily peace of God, trusting Him no matter what, and being content in Him, not worrying. Preacher, pray for me. I know it'd be everybody. Read these verses. They're listed on the back of your bulletin. Read them till peace comes. Read them till you trust Him no matter what. And when your flesh is weak, you can have strength in Him. Preacher, if it's all up to me, I'd be worrying all the time. But I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God more this year than I trusted last year. And I'm going to trust Him more in 2020 than I did in 2019. I'm trusting the Lord. And He will give me His peace. And I can let the peace of God rule and reign and control my life. Lord Jesus, bless the people. Give them the peace of Jesus to experience Christmas every day with the peace of God. In Jesus' name, amen.